I love New York. It's the city where I was born. I grew up outside New York. New York teams tend to be a hot mess a lot of times. I mean, let's just go down the list. Outside of the Yankees, who are winning, you know, with gum and tissue paper right now.
It's amazing. They're MacGyvering their way through the season so far.
They absolutely are. Then you have the Knicks. You have the Mets. Wah, wah, wah. And you have the Jets. Oh, look at the funny clown, Mom. And the Jets continue to find ways to make themselves, at times, look worse than both the Knicks and the Mets.
Well, I think it's more impressive that in this offseason, the Jets have found their way back into the Giants territory. Like the Giants.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Giants. The culture changed. Let's get rid of all our good players.
They had stuck their flag in the ground in New York and said, we have now brought dysfunction and chaos and at least been the conversation piece of the football team in the city for some questionable reasons. People questioning the judgment of their GM. And now, you know, we've seen some things, and we're not, you know, reporting any of this as gospel, but you're hearing more rumblings of Christopher Johnson and this Jets team and the decision-making that might be going on there that would have Jets fans a little less than pleased.
Yeah, all of this comes from a Manish Mehta article in the New York Daily News about where they did and what they didn't do in the hiring process of getting Adam Gase and how they handled the firing and the control of former GM Mike Maccagnan there, basically.
Well, and essentially the article is saying that Chris Johnson was having meetings with Maccagnan, secret behind Todd Bowles, coach at the time, to break down who they wanted to hire as the next coach while Bowles is sort of just waiting for word. And then at the same time...
That's understandable.
Sure, but then he's also having secret meetings with coaches about who those coaches would want at GM in case it's not Maccagnan. Sorry.
Yeah.
So he's having secret meetings with the GM and then secret meetings about with prospects about a different GM all going on while they really haven't said what they're going to do or how they're going to do it. I mean, it at least speaks to some level of what are they doing and what's the plan.
I think the biggest issue in this, because you take all of this with a grain of salt and understand that it's good and it makes it sound salacious and it sounds juicy because it's New York and it's the Jets right now coming off of all this. But at the very least, I think the one thing that we are very much allowed to do after this offseason is question Christopher Johnson's decision-making as a leader for this team, because I think the stuff about Adam Gase being some usurper in this situation and having it out for Maccagnan are grossly overstated.
I would agree.
But I think Christopher Johnson and this might be in a little bit over his head as far as going through and making the decisions that involve the leadership path for this team when you let that GM make all the decisions for your team and then ultimately go down this road.
Yeah, I mean... I'm trying to figure out how I actually feel about this article, reading it, because, I mean, if you are thinking about a coaching change, you are going to talk to your GM about who you should bring in, right? I mean, that's sort of standard operating procedure.
But reaching out to other coaches while your coach is still on the team instead of just
Do we think that doesn't happen other places?
You know, I'm sure
unbeknownst to your GM.
Yeah,
I mean, because part of what this article is breaking down is that Chris Johnson is sitting down essentially in one room with Maccagnan saying, who do we want? They especially wanted Cliff Kingsbury, which brings up a total different conversation.
Is that a thing?
But also brings up a conversation about the Rooney Rule, by the way, that you're just going to decide you want Cliff Kingsbury before you've gone through the proper channels. But then the other side of it is, unbeknownst to Maccagnan, who you're having this conversation with.
Hold on. We need to celebrate what you just did.
What?
Unbeknownst?
Yeah.
Unbeknownst.
You announce. We are announcing that you just created a new word, unbeknownst. So
unbeknownst.
Unbeknownst to us that unbeknownst was coming out of your mouth.
Unbeknownst is how I thought it was how it was pronounced.
So they teach it at Juilliard. You can't fiddle your way through that.
You're really good at the music, not so much at the English there, Jason Fitz.
But the bigger point is, while you're talking to your GM on one channel, you're going over to established coaches and say, without your GM, and your GM's not aware at all that it's happening, and you're having conversations with those coaches about how they'd want to run it, who they'd want to bring in, and how they'd want everything to happen when they're hired.
That part I agree.
And slimy.
Well, some of this is what goes on in almost every situation.
I think less than slimy, because again, it's easy to get caught up in the details of what's being reported, and I believe, you know, half of what I hear and, you know, even less of what's written at certain times. Is in this situation, you at least had confusion on where you stood with your GM. And if you're talking, if we're going to believe you're talking with other coaches about a different GM, why didn't you just make that move then? That's the thing that most people question in this situation is you knew, based on the track record of the team, this GM was on thin ice. Yeah. And if you were already thinking about doing it then, and then you bring Adam Gase in, and then you go through this process, and then, you know, when you get to the spring and you finally walk in the building for the first time in a while and you go, oh, wait, I don't like the way this is being run. We're going to get rid of this guy. It speaks to you needed to have a better handle on the situation when it was time to handle the situation.
That is the exact way to look at this, in my opinion. If you're going to do this, just get rid of everybody and start over. But to do it sort of piecemeal and then have your new head coach say to you, hey, the way the GM is doing this, we're not really on the same page. And for that alone to be like, well, then I guess we need to make that change. That, to me, is the biggest issue going forward at all.
Yeah, you need leadership in all this, yes. And it seems like that's at least been a struggle for them, figuring it out on the fly the way Christopher Johnson's been.
That's exactly right.